Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed. At Zach Stevens, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Why? Well, they sell wholesale. That's one thing. They get the best lumber for your buck. Why? Because they deal directly with the mills. They get what they want first, and then the big box stores, for lack of a better phrase, get the scraps. The best contractors in town work with Rocky Mountain Forest Products, like Pinnacle Builders. That's who you need to go with as well. If you're working on a deck, fence, siding, go with the best, get the best price, get the best product. Rocky Mountain Forest Products, rmfp.com. Time now for the buzz. Or actually, what's trending?
What's trending is brought to you by Pinnacle Builders, the best in home remodeling. Go to pinnacleden.com.
Okay, we are continuing our look around the AFC West. Want to bring in Daniel Popper, covers the Chargers for The Athletic. How are you, Daniel?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so the Kansas City Chiefs have been the big bully on the block for years. Broncos trying to catch him. Raiders trying to catch him. Chargers trying to catch him. Is this the year they are caught by the Chargers?
I think so. I mean, this is as tight as this division has been in a long time. You've got four teams that all have outstanding quarterbacks, all have talent at skill positions, all have talent on defense, particularly at edge rusher and pass rusher. You know, the Chargers, I feel like, have a really complete roster this year. I think their offense is going to be elite again. It really comes down to whether this defense takes that next step forward with all these pieces they added this offseason, whether it was Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson at corner, Sebastian Joseph Day and Austin Johnson up front, Kyle Van Noy, a linebacker, Bryce Callahan. They obviously did a lot of work on this defense. They spent the fifth most cash out of any team in the NFL in the offseason. Can this defense take the next step? I think they will, and I think this is the year the Chargers win their first AFC West title since 2007.
You mentioned four outstanding quarterbacks in this division, and I agree with you, but how would you rank them? Because there's a lot of debate, it seems, between Justin Herbert and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes are 1A and 1B. You know, Russell Wilson's been doing it a long time, but coming off a down year, Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes were both outstanding last season. And then you add Derek Carr into the conversation, who I frankly think is extremely underrated. You know, I spent a lot of time watching Derek Carr film, and this guy to me is a player who makes good decisions. He's really good in off-platform situations. He's extremely accurate, really good at the line of scrimmage in terms of how he operates. And I think a lot of people overlook, you know, how much he means to the Raiders. So, you know, to me, it's Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert on top of the division in terms of quarterbacking, but all four quarterbacks are, to me, like top 12 quarterbacks in the league, and I think you can win a Super Bowl with all four of them.
Herbert has been consistently good since he first stepped foot on the field. Going into year three, with what you have seen in training camp and the preseason, what kind of improvements has he made to make you say this guy is now going to be considered, no doubt, an elite quarterback in this league, if he isn't close to being there already?
Right. I think he's already top five. I think this year he's really going to step into that, you know, MVP level conversation, kind of like what Josh Allen did last year. You're talking about comfortability and you're talking about familiarity. Those are the key things for Justin Herbert as he enters year three. They kept the infrastructure around him the same. He's in the same offensive system in consecutive years for the first time in his NFL career. Joe Lombardi still calling plays. Shane Day is still his quarterback's coach. They got the same backup quarterback in Chase Daniel, who spent a lot of time in the Saints-inspired system in New Orleans behind Drew Brees you know, a decade ago when Chase Daniel first got into the league. And so Justin Herbert is moving on to the master's level courses, right? He's moving on past football 101 onto football 202. So he has a firm understanding of the offense, the play calls, the kills, the alerts, the protection adjustments, all of these things. And he's moving on to things like, you know, changing his cadence at the line of scrimmage. And I actually wrote a story about this that published today, but the really fascinating part is his center, Corey Linsley, played with Aaron Rodgers for 7 seasons. So Corey Linsley is teaching Justin Herbert how to change his cadence at the line of scrimmage to draw opposing defensive players off sides and get free plays, which Aaron Rodgers has done at a higher level than anyone in the league since 2008. And Justin Herbert obviously has the arm strength to take advantage of those free plays downfield. So that's one example of sort of, you know, the next level that Justin Herbert is moving to in terms of the mental component of the game. Because we've all seen, you know, the physical tools that he has. They're off the charts.
We are taking a look around the AFC. Today we are talking about the Chargers with Daniel Popper from The Athletic.
And Daniel, when it comes to Brandon Staley, he took a lot of risks last year, and personally, I really liked it. But how did that hit with the team, and is that something that they're buying into, and do you expect Brandon Staley to be just as aggressive this year?
Yeah, he's going to continue to be the same coach. He believes in two things with regards to fourth down decision-making. He believes in the math, he believes in his analytics department, and he believes in the mindset that it establishes among his players, particularly in his quarterback, Justin Herbert, who he felt like being in those really, you know, important situations, those fourth downs, those high-intensity situations throughout the year actually made him develop into a better quarterback. You know, this is something that he really believes in, and the players really believe in him for it. They love playing that way. They love being aggressive. They love trying to take victories and not sitting back on their heels and allowing other teams to dictate games. And so the organization believes in this philosophy. Staley certainly does. The players support him in it, and it's not going to change as long as Brandon Staley is head coach of the Chargers.
In Los Angeles, it's the Dodgers and the Angels. It's the Lakers and the Clippers. Right now, it's the Rams and the Chargers. Will it ever be the Chargers and the Rams?
It could be, but you got to win. That's what this town's all about. You know, the Rams won a Super Bowl. That matters when you're building a fan base in a new market, and that's what the Chargers have to do. Listen, you can have the best uniforms in the league. You can have the most exciting quarterback. You can have a head coach that says all the right things in a press conference. But if you don't win, you're not going to carve out a spot in this market. It's that simple. So if they want it to be the Chargers and then the Rams, they got to win a Super Bowl. That simple.
We brought you on for your hard hitting analysis, but you really believe the Chargers have the best shirts and costumes in the league?
Oh my God, powder blue! Come on,
it's weak.
Come on, the best in the league by far.
You know what? Powder blue is as weak of a color as orange is. And the Broncos are predominantly orange. Go with black. Go with navy blue. Go with a mean-looking color. Not wear powder. You know who's powder blue in your town? The Clippers. That's not a good place to be.
I'm guessing you don't wear pink either.
I wear pink. I wear it. I don't have a problem. I'm very metrosexual. But if I'm going on the field with a bunch of guys who are loaded with testosterone and are looking to knock my head off, I'm not wearing a salmon-colored polo.
I get the sense that Joey Bosa is going to knock your head off regardless of what color he's wearing. But that's just me.
Not if Khalil Mack gets to me first.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Daniel, thanks for your time. As the season goes along, we would love to bring you on two more times. As we know, there's going to be a couple of matchups later on this season. Have a great day, my friend.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
See you, pal. Daniel Popper from The Athletic previewing the Chargers tomorrow. We will talk about the Raiders with our friend Mike Pritchard. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Francis Tiafoe is the first American man to do this since 2006. And how has Notre Dame fared against top 5 teams since the turn of the century? The answer might surprise you. All that is next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Stevens on Mile High Sports.
There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.